Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where we come together every week to discuss all different types of healings. And that's something that we all need more than now, more than ever. And if you're new to my show, I really want to welcome you. Thanks for being here. And if you've been listening for a while, watching for a while, then welcome back. So, wow, we have such a fun show for you today. And I just, you know, want to think about and talk about, like, what would our lives be like if we lived in a totally coherent energy field. So we're going to talk about what does that even mean. But in the 90s, scientists discovered a new type of energy totally comprised of information. And these information fields are non-physical. They don't contain any visible light or audible sound, but they are made up of a kind of spiritual essence. And we are going to be speaking with Ross and Heather Newkirk today as we're going to discuss how these energy fields and this kind of quantum technology that they have invented and help use created this technology that supports the harmony of mankind in the world at large. And I can tell you that I've used their tech, and I'm super excited to share my side of it too. So welcome so much, Ross and Heather.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what all this means. Like, what is this information field? And tell us a little bit about the technology that you have that creates that, supports that.
Sure. So like you said, an information field is a new area of science, a newly discovered area of science. And just like there's a gravitational field and a magnetic field, there's also something called an information field. And simplified, an information field is really a thought field. And a thought field can be comprised of different element inputs, such as music, light, and sacred nested geometries, which is what we use to create our technologies.
Right. And these technologies started with your father, Ross, who's an inventor, and you are too. And your father held an incredible amount of patents, like a really impressive amount of them. Can you tell us a little bit about him and where this technology came from?
Yeah, absolutely. My father was a world-class scientist, and he had worked as a materials engineer and for many, many years. And towards the latter part of his career, he got very interested in raising human consciousness and awareness. And so through synchronicities and people that he met, he ended up teaming up and learning from two scientists that had that were from the former Soviet Union that had studied information fields. And so the Russian government spent $500 million studying information fields. So it's obviously a very real thing. And they wanted to know how to utilize this and create information fields. And so my dad worked with these two world-class scientists to understand that. And then out of that, we were able to find a use case for this scientific discovery and actually use them in technologies to create a very coherent harmonious space. And when someone is in this space and in this environment, they're able to start to de-stress, they start to release and to actually form a bridge between their waking consciousness, which is what we're experiencing now, and their super consciousness, which is omniscient. And we set out to study these technologies, and then he was able to download and receive information on how to create technologies to accomplish this.
So Heather, let's take it from your angle a little bit, because I know you're an incredible intuitive, incredible psychic and healer. And I have to say, I've worked with and trained many, many psychics and healers over the 20 years that I've been working, or 30 years that I've been working. And Heather is one of the best psychics and intuitives that I've ever encountered. So that right there is an incredible, I mean, I'm just always blown away by your level of insight and expertise. And I know that you've had quite a hand in the development of this technology yourself. Can you share a little bit about what your role in that is?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, the joke that I kind of make is that I married into this. When I met Ross, he and his dad were building some of the predecessor technology called the light field and the Grace technology. And so for me, in my introduction into this technology, my background was as an educator, as a teacher, and I did work with my dad a lot when I was younger in his workshop. So I did have some basic use of tools. So really for me, it started off as just being kind of like an apprentice and a support to Mark and Ross building these technologies together. And then through the use of these technologies myself is where a lot of my abilities started to shine through, and they've just been growing exponentially since then. And so for me, I feel very humbled and honored to be a part of this mission and be part of everything that we're doing here to support the raising of consciousness on the planet. And for me, it's just been just an amazing journey to see how this type of technology can help us access these latent abilities within us that everybody does have access to. It's just we don't remember that until we're put in a place where we can jettison enough baggage out of our energy fields to be able to experience what that does for us in our own life.
Well, let's talk about this concept of coherence, because that's sort of a big part of the language that you use and what happens when people use and interact with these technologies and devices that you have. So Ross, what does that mean when you talk about coherence?
Coherence to me is removing any of the hindrances and the noise that forms a corrupt identity from the individual. So anything that would be considered disharmonious is basically noise that needs to be released so that something else can express itself. And so this technology, it's not a healing technology, although people end up experiencing, you know, healings, but that's something that they bring about themselves. So this is not healing technology per se. What we're doing is we're creating a very coherent, harmonious space. And when someone is in that space, they do their own work. And the beauty of it is you can be asleep, awake, it doesn't matter. You're actually forming a bridge between your waking self and your superconscious omniscient self when you're in this environment. One example of a coherent information field is nature. And so when you go outside into the forest and you sit, you know, under a big oak tree, and especially if you're barefoot and you're connecting to Mother Nature there, that is a very coherent information field as well. And you can start to, you know, relax and connect to an altered state of consciousness as well. But the sacred geometries, the inputs of light and the music has specific tones and geometries that are built into it. And we're taking the essence of light. So you're not even seeing physical light, but we're taking the information from that light and those geometries and putting it into that space and creating a very coherent space. And basically, since it's created out of information, it doesn't have these 3D limitations. It allows for much more flow. And that's why we actually call one of our technologies quantum flow, the information. Some people, intuitive people, actually have told us that they can see the information flowing, you know, within the unit.
Interesting. And information is sort of an interesting choice of a word for people like, you know, like me, it's like information's like what you find on Google, you know, like it's like what you learned in school, what's in a book, you know, like, and that's not the kind of information you're talking about. You're talking more, it has more of a spiritual overtone or quantum physics kind of overtone when you say the word information. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, my dad used to say one of the biggest discoveries, you know, was that thoughts create a field. And basically what we're doing is an information field, also known as a torsion field, is really a thought field. And so we're actually able to create a coherent thought field. So that's boiled down what an information field is. It's really a thought field.
That's interesting. And I just want to share a little bit my experience with the first time I walked into your studio. So Heather and Ross have a beautiful healing center in Wakefield, Rhode Island. And I went in there and sat in the room with the core harmonizer, which we should talk about. And I could right away feel where there was lack of coherence in my own energy field. And I could feel like the Taurus, the torsion field you were talking about, the Taurus. And I was like, I can feel my heart. I've had like problems with my heart actually since I had COVID. I had heart damage, and I felt like my heart was like wobbling out of orbit with the rest of me. It was really uncomfortable. It was causing me chest pains in the moment, and I was like, oh my gosh, my heart. Your heart has its own creates its own little toroidal field, and it's not coherent with the rest of my energy field. Yeah. That was like sitting with a core harmonizer, I don't know, for like 5 minutes. That's what was going on for me. And then Heather, who's incredibly good at facilitating people through using these technologies that you had, put me in the quantum flow machine. And I feel like the first time I went in there, I've been in there twice, corrected that. It corrected the, like helped me release some sadness and grief and things that were in my heart, that then allowed the coherence between this heart field and my general field. I actually have to say, I haven't had any heart pain or palpitations since then.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So let's talk about the devices a little bit there. You've got three that I've tried, or four, actually, if you count these guys. So let's talk about Heather, can you explain them a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. The core harmonizer is a beautiful piece of technology because it's portable. And so people can have these in their homes, in their studios, in waiting rooms. We really hope to get them out in the world everywhere that people are in any kind of space. And the core harmonizer allows people who've never meditated for the first time to sit with it and get into a meditative state. It's beautiful to use as a group meditation tool with a room full of people who are in a group meditation. And for me, what I really share with people when they come in to experience the core harmonizer is that it helps you process life in real time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't stay angry. You can't stay upset. You know, you can't stay triggered in the same way you do when you are in the presence of the core harmonizer. It really comes right up into your field and the core of you, you know, thus core harmonizer. The core of you just goes into this tremendous sense of centering and peaceful feeling, so that when you're in the presence of the core harmonizer, it really supports your growth and your letting go of things that you're letting go of every day.
Yeah, it's sort of like a, looks like a small coffee table, sort of the cylinder-ish kind of shape. Oh, there it is. Yeah, thank you. That's what it looks like. Yeah. And it plays music and these pretty lights come out of it. And if you look down in the center, there's stuff kind of happening in the middle of it. It brings about like a level of peace. Like I just feel mm-hmm. sort of calm, inner peace. Things don't bother me. I would really like to get one for my home. If I had a healing center, I would totally have one in there, because you can use them in residential situations or in offices and places, like you said. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, you know, we've also had a lot of experience with different animals and different pets feeling less anxious in the presence of the core harmonizer as well. So those of you who love their pets and have children, any person or anything that living in your house that is needing that coherence, that gentle coherence, it's such a beautiful tool that we have. And I know my son, when he's had nightmares, he wants it right next to his bed, and it helps him process through that very quickly. And so it just is an amazing presence. It's like having, you know, someone said once, it's like having a best friend in your house and having that support of, you know, that feeling, that support in your space.
That's, yeah, it's so amazing. I love that. And then the quantum flow machine is a much more targeted experience. So that's this sort of, it's sort of like a bed-like thing that you get in, and has copper bars around. You can see it from the picture that Ross has got there. And I don't know, tell us about the difference. So if the core harmonizer creates a field that goes through the environment, this is more like a targeted, like almost like a laser beam, right? Is that a little more accurate? Tell me what the difference is and what the different application would be.
The quantum flow allows people to connect on a higher consciousness level, and it helps with jettisoning things and bigger issues, you know, that are holding one back from their spiritual growth standpoint. The quantum flow is something that you go in for, you know, 45 minute session, you're able to jettison a lot of baggage, if you will, quite rapidly. The core harmonizer is more about creating coherence in a space. It's subtle, but the cumulative effect is very, you know, beneficial as well. Heather, how would you describe the difference?
I would say that the quantum flow to me has been described by clients as a whole house cleaning. It really goes in and really cleans your whole house, you know, your whole body, your whole suit. And it really seems to target areas that are of the greatest importance and the greatest need. One of the things that's amazing about the quantum flow and being in there is that your waking conscience is consciousness is connecting to your super conscience, which knows, you know, everything you need. And so you can go in with an intention into the unit for a session, but you don't even have to know what your list is. Your higher self already knows everything that you need. And so you can literally just lay there and allow your connections that you already have that you may not be aware of do the work. And then sometimes afterwards you do kind of have homework because issues will come up that need to be cleared out, or issues will come to the surface you may not be aware of that you need to deal with in your real life. And sometimes that happens in the form of making a small change to your life. And sometimes it means making a large change to your life, whether it's a change in career paths or a change in relationship. Because when you're in that state of coherence, I think what happens is you're connecting with the best version of yourself. And so it allows you to really let go of or become more aware of the things holding you back in your life that you really want to be able to let go of and move forward in a better version of yourself.
That's certainly been my experience with it. The first time I went into the quantum flow, I had a pretty powerful emotional release, you know, and was, you know, it was a very intense experience. The second time I did it, I just felt like sort of blissed out, like I was connecting with this kind of divine love. And I don't know, I felt like super comforted and warm and love, like that I didn't come out with a directive so much as a feeling, you know, as kind of like remembering what love feels like. I guess that's what I would, how I would explain it for me, what happened.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It was cool. And then the last piece of tech that you have in your center is this, the mat. So let's talk about that. The Cohere mat. What's that about?
The Cohere meditation mat is a portable piece of technology. You know, we have them at various centers, and different people have them in their homes. And it is comprised of 96 tiles that have different crystals and shungite and so forth in them. And then there's also two speakers in the mat that play specific tones that are on your spine. And then you're listening to 528 hertz and 432 hertz music. And then there's a console with nested sacred spinning geometries and a laser. And we're taking the information from that and putting it into conductive fabric where your hands lie. And then we have the foot part of the mat is hooked to earth ground. And so here's a picture of the setup here. This piece of technology really helps focus on physical release. People have had very emotional experiences as well, but there's a lot of areas of physical release. Heather has, because she has the Awaken Wholeness Center where we have one of these mats, she's probably a good one to ask what some people may experience there since she's seen so much.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, a lot of people find that they, if they have certain areas of trauma in their body where they've had a previous athletic injury or something in their emotional field, everything in our body is kind of in, when we have experiences in our life, whether they're emotional or physical experiences, they kind of embed at a cellular level. And so this really goes in to help go right to that root cause of whatever it is in your energy field or your physical body that is holding that trauma. And it can be something extremely physical, like I injured my leg in playing soccer in college. And when one of the first times I went on the mat, it went right to the groin injury where I had that injury from college many years ago. And it was, I could feel it working and releasing the tension that was in there that I didn't even realize was still in there. And we've even had people who've had relationship issues get on the mat and all of a sudden they feel extremely hot. And that usually is a sign of anger releasing. We've had people feel extremely cold on the mat. That's usually releasing some sort of grief or sadness. One thing that's unique that happens is sometimes people go into a tremor release exercise or a tremor where they're literally shaking out anger or shaking out an emotion that they've had an influx of in their life, either recently or in the past. And so many people experience some of these more physical, situations, but other people just lay in a great sense of peace and they feel like they just got absorbed right into the mat and it's just hugging them and they feel so much love and they feel so much support. And so what's wonderful about these technologies is you can use them multiple times in a week and you'll have a very different experience every single time, even if you come back in a very short, relatively short amount of time.
Right. Yeah. So you have these three that we talked about in your healing center, which is called Awaken Wholeness. It's in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And tell us about how people can experience them. Like, obviously, if you can get to the center, that's the best way. That's a really good way to do it. Are there other ways people can experience them if they're not handy to Rhode Island?
Yeah. Heather's website, awakenwholenesscenter.com, is where you can go to schedule a session. And she also does remote sessions too, which are wonderful for people that can't make it into the center. So she can do remote quantum flow sessions and intuitive sessions anywhere in the world.
That's so cool. Yeah. So you don't have to be in the machine to get a session. It can happen remotely. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Do you want to just talk about how that works, Heather?
Sure. Yeah. For the remote quantum flow sessions, when you sign up, we have self-scheduling calendar online. It's very easy to book any of our appointments at our center. And then what we do is we reach out to you and require you to send in your picture and just a little bit of personal information. And then we call you the day of your appointment at the center and just check in with you, help you set an intention. And then I put your picture right into the unit and I turn it on and I run a full session as if you were physically there. And I actually visualize you being there in the unit with me and I connect to wherever you are in the world and then bridge that gap and then run a full session. And then when it's done, I'll text you and let you know your session is done. And if you have time remaining in your session slot that you'd like to call back and share about your session, then you're welcome to do that. Or if you're kind of in the zone and want to just kind of chill out, you can do that too. And then another great way to experience our technologies is we do, for people who are more local, we do rent the core harmonizer and the mat. And then also all three of our technologies are also for sale.
Oh, that's wonderful. And if we wanted to know more about the technologies, I think we have a website that we can share for that as well, right?
Yeah, it's if you go to ConsciousTechnologiesLLC.com, you can go there and see our technologies that are here to serve everyone. And we also sell cell phone harmonizers, laptop trays to create coherence with the man-made EMF signals. So we're not blocking the signals. We're actually creating coherence and transmuting them. So we also have information on that in our test data and so forth. But all of our technologies, especially the quantum flow, the core harmonizer, and the Cohere meditation mat, were actually designed as a set of training wheels to help re-empower people. Because ultimately, the most amazing piece of technology exists within each one of us.
That's so cool. And I'm wearing one of your small harmonizers here that I, and let's talk about this. This is an EMF neutralizing device. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, it allows a man-made EMF gives off a left-handed torsion field or information field, and not all EMF is bad. Our hearts give off EMF, which is EMF stands for electromagnetic frequency. And so what we're doing is the technology that exists within these, there's cast geometries inside, and there's nine different materials that comprise it, including 24 karat gold, shungite, and silver, and some other materials that actually make up this resin that we are able to pour together. And it actually creates coherence in your space. So it makes a big difference. We have a great testimonial and a 21-minute video just on the technologies on our website.
It's important because we're all inundated with, we're on our cell phones, our laptops, the TV, like all the electronic equipment we have, and can impact us. I think for sensitives and psychics, I feel it more. So I really appreciate this. I love it very much.
Yeah.
Well, and what it's actually doing is it's actually reversing the spin field from your, man-made device from a left-handed torsion spin to a right-handed spin. So as Ross said, it isn't actually blocking anything. It's actually transmuting and reversing the signal so that it's in harmony with your body. And we not only have them for personal use, but we also have them for laptops, under laptops, and then also for a whole house signal harmonizer that will do everything in your house.
That's wonderful. Well, sadly, we're out of time because I know we could keep talking forever, but I just wanted to thank you so much, Ross and Heather Newkirk, for sharing your incredible technology. It's been life-changing in my life. I'm going to keep coming back and doing my my work in your devices as often as I can get there. And I just wanted to help you spread it out to the world so other people can benefit from it too. So thank you both so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank all of you guys for tuning in today. I'm super happy that you're here. Thanks for being with us in the Miracle of Healing today, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.